Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery in these podcasts. I'm a depression recovery optimist, and my aim is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. So let's talk here a little of what you might be facing as you think about looking for help. The trouble is that there are literally hundreds of therapy models out there. And these are the current favorites: person-centered, integrative, psychoanalytic, gestalt, and the current big daddy, cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. This is what the NHS will be proudly offering. The question is how to choose which model is best for you. I am assuming that you do not have any attachment to any approach. You just know you need help and want to feel better. So which is the best? It's a simple question. We successfully search for the fastest sprinter, the best cancer treatment, the winning football team, the most fuel-efficient car, the prettiest woman, the most handsome actor, the best Oscar-winning film, and so on. So what is the best therapy model? Meaning the model that will get me feeling better more reliably and efficiently than any of the others. There must be one, right? Well, no, wrong. Let me explain. Do you vaguely remember the dodo bird from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland? The story is that there were a number of characters who became wet, and in order to dry themselves, the dodo bird decided to issue a competition. Everyone was to run round the lake until they were dry. Nobody cared to measure how far each person had to run, nor for how long. And when they were asked the dodo bird who had won, he thought long and hard and then said, "Everybody has won. And all must have prizes." Well, counselling and psychotherapy and psychology is like that. Everybody wins because they are all equally good. There is no one model that has ever been shown to be any better than any other. They all do some good and are better than doing nothing. But based on the mountains of research from all over the world for all kinds of models of therapy in all kinds of circumstances, the result is always the same. Yes, always. Everybody must have prizes. So if you are looking for the model that is best, you will never find it. Now that may seem to be a very dispiriting conclusion. And if you are the NHS trying to develop a model that can be rolled out nationwide, it's a real bummer. But if you are depressed and looking for fast and reliable help, then hope is not yet lost. I will explain why in my next podcast.